In middle school and high school, when my teacher was teaching us how to decipher poetry. So, analyzing poems and writing poems, I think that was my most memorable English learning language experience. And my most memorable English reading experience, I think I started off with, the first series I started off with Harry Potter. So I think that would be one of them. And then I moved on to, let's say, books like Ayn Rand's Fountainhead. That was very memorable because that was a new genre of writing. And there were a few authors I obsessed on, like Enid Blyton and Agatha Christie. So I think all these experiences were quite memorable.
That's great. So when you were doing poems since high school, do you have a favorite poem?
Oh, yeah. There were many. I think I remember Robert Frost, Road Not Taken. The two roads. Thank you. So it went like two roads diverged on a yellow wood, and I'm sorry I couldn't travel both and be one traveler long I stood where two roads diverged on a yellow wood.
Wow.
And I couldn't, you know, to travel by, and that made all the difference.
Well, that's really great. You know, I think out of all the interviewees, you're the first person who says you like poems. So that's really admirable, you know. So do you have a favorite writer then, or favorite author?
William Blake. In poetry, it's William Blake. The Auguries of Innocence are a very beautiful piece of writing.
How would you describe his style of work?
I haven't really forayed much into how he writes, but as far as I've experienced, it's very, he creates a visual imagery that's very, very powerful and poignant, and everything is a process. So he describes the life, the cycle, the seasons, in a form of a process from the beginning to the end, but he relates it to real life very well, all the events and every single happening. And he relates accidents, whether there is a reason to everything in life, whether or not, how a person reacts to every single emotion. So it's very beautiful that way. That's what I see.
That's great. So do you have any work, classical work or modern fiction you want to read later on in future?
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't really have much time nowadays, but I'm working on Game of Thrones.
Oh, you're... Which book are you on?
I haven't really... Yeah, I just started.
Are you going to watch the TV show as well?
Yeah, this time I'm trying to actually read a chapter and then watch exactly to see, to analyze side by side.